Thank you for listening to The Kim Komando Show. You are now listening to the weekend of December 18th, 2021.
All right. Hey, if your car was built within the last decade and has GPS or other connected services, you have to listen up because you may be affected by the big 2022 shutdown of 3G networks. I don't know if you heard about this, but 3G has been around for a long time, for about 20 years. And our cars, some manufactured as late as 2020, they use 3G for all these onboard diagnostics like, you know, oil pressure, tire going flat, also crash detection technology like OnStar, Inform, BMW Assist, and a whole bunch of others. And then there's built-in GPS for directions. And of course, it tells you traffic, so you can get turn-by-turn directions. Well, you paid extra for all these tech options, right? Well, here's the deal. When 3G goes away next year, that's it. All those options go away too. So my best advice is call your dealer today and ask what you can do about it. You may be able to get, say, a free update, or sometimes I heard that some car manufacturers are charging you just a few hundred bucks. But speaking of GPS, did you hear that there's the brand new senior GPS? That's right, the senior GPS. Not only does it tell you how to get to your destination, it tells you why you wanted to get there in the first place. Yes, ba-dum-bum. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's largest, most trusted show about all things digital. You can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast, and also we're streaming in your favorite radio app, or you can get us as a podcast, as a webcast, whenever you want, over at GetKim.com. And a special shout out, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year goes out to our listeners on the American Forces Radio Network, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries. And I just love this. 200 ships at sea get the Kim Komando Show. Now, I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital that I can lend a hand to, and that's why I'm here for you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's start with five things you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And wow, the major headline, and we haven't really seen it in the mainstream media, but on all the tech sites, we're all talking about this huge security problem that is really a major issue for the internet at large. We're talking about millions of systems are at risk around the world because there's a basic open source code problem. Okay, go back to November with me. A cloud security researcher found a problem, what's called, I know they always have these strange names, log4j, and that's the code that lets developers monitor and log events on a server. Okay, it's really important stuff, and it's used by government agencies, federal governments, companies like Apple, you've heard of them, Amazon, Google, yes, them too. And it could potentially be exploited and let the hackers take over any number of computers remotely, and then they're going to spread malware, ransomware, and steal information, and you know the rest. Well, it's kind of been hush-hush. Why? Because these major companies said, listen, let's not tell anybody about it because we're going to try to like push out some patches. But Minecraft, yes, the game, of all things, published a blog about the flaw being used to take over players' computers. Cat's out of the bag. Hackers are now saying game on. As I mentioned, a lot of big name companies are involved. So individuals, you know, you're not really being targeted. Not yet. Okay. But what that means is that when the hackers get into the systems, they start getting personal information. And that's why you need to make sure that you have all your systems up to date. Make sure that you are paying attention to your bank account. And if you have a compromised password, please change it. And also stop using the same password on all of your different sites. I know it's easy to do that, but I want you to stop doing that because that's how you get in problems. So over at Komando.com, we'll always keep you updated. All right, move on to number two. There's a different kind of mass robbery also happening right now. Switching gears to physical robbery, I'm sure you've heard about the number of recent smash and grabs at the major retailers. It's so sad. Three Best Buy stores near Minneapolis, a Louis Vuitton store in San Francisco, and nearby Nordstrom, all robbed in November. And these mass robberies, as they're finding out, as they start going, say, like, how are they able to do this? How are they getting so many people to go to these retail stores? Well, what they're finding is that the police are finding that they're using Snapchat. That's right. They're organizing themselves on social media apps. So these groups of people, they don't know each other, but they manage to arrange target locations and times. That Nordstrom robbery that I mentioned, in that case, listen to this. More than $100,000 of merch was stolen in about 1 minute. Wow. They actually fled in 25 different cars. So perfect crime with a quick getaway. Anyone who gets caught, they don't know the names of anybody else involved, right? So they're not at risk. That is, until they start bragging about it on social media, because they always return to the scene of a crime. Number three is a happy story. Switch gears. Talking about training your way into a new home. It's a 30-year-old San Francisco woman by the name of Demi Skipper. She was inspired by a blogger, you may remember this, years ago, who was able to take a red paper clip and trade his way up to a house. I mean, how does that even happen? A few months into the pandemic, Skipper decided to try something similar. So she had a TikTok account and a bobby pin. That's right, just a regular bobby pin. And she traded the bobby pin for a $10 pair of earrings. Then she managed to trade it up to a $24 set of margarita glasses, and then all the while gaining, of course, millions and millions of TikTok followers. Now, over the years, she traded up to a vacuum, a snowboard, headphones, Xbox. She got a MacBook, camera, shoes. She got an iPhone. She even got an old Dodge minivan she traded up, and a couple of other cars. From there, she had traded up to more expensive things, like a bike food cart, a diamond necklace. Now, remember, this all started with a single bobby pin. And then a tiny house before trading a Chipotle celebrity card for a $40,000 trailer. But now she traded that trailer for a house in Tennessee that she and her husband are planning moving into in January. So she wants to do it all over again. Instead of getting a second house, she's going to give the other house that she gets at some point to someone in need. I mean, just think about, what if she started with like two bobby pins? Where would she be today? All right, number four, stop watching your watch. That's right. If an Apple Watch or fitness tracker is on your gift list, I want you to listen up. They could do more harm than good. You've heard of the placebo effect, Latin for I shall please. Now, people just feel better by getting positive feedback. Nothing wrong with that. But you've probably never heard of the nocebo effect. Nocebo is Latin for I shall harm. So Bloomberg reports that you have good reason to think twice about whether a loved one is really truly going to benefit from this 24/7 monitoring and regular notifications telling them that they're stressed, they're tired, they need to get more steps in, they're unfit. Because scientific research proves that if you give someone negative health data often enough, they're actually going to start feeling bad. They will feel worse. So before Santa gives one of these things, I want you to do an evaluation of the recipient. Do they get depressed? Or do they panic with bad health news? Do they go to the internet and they start looking up everything with Dr. Google? If so, a fitness tracker is definitely not for them. And also remember that Google owns Fitbit, because this way they can track your steps online and offline. And finally, number five, don't sleep on your phone security. What? Okay, we have everything that we can think of with security with our phones, right? We have thumbprint scanners, retina scanners, facial recognition. So you probably think what's stored on your phone is safe. Right? I mean, how else can they get into it? Well, let's go to China, where a man decided to visit his ex-girlfriend. He had this whole story about how he missed her and he loved her, and he just wanted to return the money that he borrowed from her when they were still together. Well, just so happens that the woman wasn't feeling very well for some reason, so the ex doubled down. Not only did he want to pay her back, he also cooked for her. Remember, she was sick, so he gave her some cold medicine, which made her fall asleep. He picked up her phone, then placed her finger on the reader to unlock the phone. Then he opened a payment app that could only be accessed through facial recognition. So, gosh, this guy lifted her eyelids, and somehow it worked. He drained her accounts of about $24,000. He took her phone and he left. Police found him. He's arrested now. But, you know, it just reminds me of that. Reminds me of the sleepwalking nun. I don't know if I told you about her. Yeah, she was a sleepwalker and she was a nun. And, you know, they called her a roaming Catholic. I saw you smile at that one. All right, coming up in just a few moments, you might be breaking the law online and you don't even know it. And then coming up in our privacy tip, yeah, I've just noticed that in my email, I'm getting so many notes from people who are saying that their phones are hacked. So how does your phone get hacked? What really has to happen? So that's coming up in our digital privacy tip in just a few moments. So stay right where you are. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Hey, and before we get started with all your phone calls, if you're not getting our current newsletter, oh, you're so missing out. TheCurrentNewsletter.com, it's amazing. It comes out twice a week, and it's tech news that you can use, and you'll be up to date in 5 minutes or less. And it doesn't substitute the other newsletters. It's kind of an augment. It's a different type of newsletter. Just see a sample. You'll understand what I'm saying. And you can sign up right now, but you have to go to this special address. And it's exclusive links that you'll only get inside the current newsletter. You're not going to see this content or read about it or hear about it anywhere else. So you have to sign up at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right. How about we start this hour with Jeff in Butte, Montana? Hi there, Jeff.
Hello, Kim Komando. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Merry Christmas. What's going on?
Merry Christmas to you. I've listened to you for so long, and I've never actually you've helped me without me ever having to call. So this is an interesting little. A little side jaunt that we're going to be starting. I've got a really good friend that has a huge record collection, probably over 5,000 records, and has over 5,000 pieces of memorabilia.
Wow.
And the interesting part of this story is he's been in the radio business for 47 years, but just retired recently.
Nice.
He's the reason I actually listened to you, because his radio station was the one that brought Kim Komando to Butte, Montana.
Yes, we love that. That's great. You know, vinyl records and memorabilia really has seen an uptick over the last couple of years, especially since the pandemic. Let me tell you a little story. You know what the world's most valuable record is? Do you know what it is?
I do not.
I actually did some research on this. Do I Love You by Frank Wilson. Do I Love You. And it was on Soul Records, a division of Motown. I'm telling you this because this way, if you might have something that's really unique like this. They say that it becomes really collectible. And a Northern Soul, that's a term that was like about obscure soul music in the United States. It was high demand in England. So it falls into this category of collectible records. And then it's also legendary in rock and roll circles because Frank Wilson, the guy who actually sang on the record, he really didn't want anything to do with it. But, you know, the whole story, Berry Gordy was there. And he said, listen, you got a great voice. And so I really want you to make sure that you sing. And so they lay down the record. And then after this, Frank Wilson says to Berry Gordy, so, okay, that was great. So how do I make money? And Berry Gordy says, listen, you have to go on tour. Okay, you got to promote this record. And Frank says, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, so Berry Gordy gets all ticked off, and he stamps every record that says promotional, not for sale. Okay? Now,
wow.
That record is now worth about $40,000. So,
if
there's anything in this collection that says not promotional, not for sale, I would definitely make sure that that goes into a special pile. Okay, so
yeah, so Kim, he's sitting here with me actually, and he has tons of not for sale stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
I've been 37 years, so
okay. Well, that's amazing. So, some places where you want to go, of course, to see how much they're worth is eBay. There's also Music Stack. There's another place called Value Your Music. And you don't need to write all these down. I'll send you, we'll post all these links online so you can see it. There's also a really great place called Discogs, D-I-S-C-O-G-S. So, of course, you're going to check eBay and Music Stack. There's also another one called PopPsych. And that's S-I-K-E. So as you start looking at all these records, they're going to be worth some money. And, of course, because, you know, and thank you for putting me on your station there in Butte, Montana. I really appreciate that. Really, seriously. Because, you know, we're self-syndicated.
Having the digital goddess in Butte, Montana.
Well, thank you. Because being self-syndicated, you know, we're like the little guys. You know that. You know, so every station, every market matters. And again, thank you so much for your support of our programming. And I'm going to pay it back with you, because what I'm going to do is put all these links for you over at commando.com, so that this way you can check it out and you can see what's going on, and then you don't have to worry about writing anything down. And then if you get any real major home runs, wow, how fabulous would that? I want you to tell me the story. I want you to call me back and tell me all about it. And again, thank you so much for your call. And thanks for carrying the Kim Commando Show, too. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and some more tips, tricks, and secrets you don't want to miss. All right, it's time now for our crypto tip of the week. Oh, my gosh, you're going to love this. I mean, you start thinking about it. A lot of folks are wanting to give their kids, their grandkids, some crypto for Christmas. I mean, but how exactly do you do this? Now, you know, if you have kids and they have a 529 account, you know, putting real money into that is always the better way. But if you're sitting there trying to decide between a $25 Amazon gift card or maybe $25 worth of crypto, here's how it works. If you're using the investment app Robinhood, they're working on a way to make it super easy. So starting this coming week, December 22nd, there's the new gifting feature where you can give just a little as a dollar of cryptocurrency to somebody. And there are a lot of options. You got 7, and it includes Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin. And then you can also choose a custom design, add a personalized message, and the recipients have 14 days to accept it. Now, if they don't accept the cryptocurrency, you're not going to be charged. And then, of course, whoever you send this to, they also need a Robinhood account to accept the crypto. Now, you can also share digital money with someone through the crypto exchange. It's a big one, Coinbase. You can share whatever assets you like. You can put a nice note. And if someone doesn't have an account yet, just like in Robinhood, they're going to need to have an account to claim it. All right, what about NFTs, non-fungible tokens? Usually these are pieces of art. I have one that's a car. They are hot gifts. And to give one, you have to buy it yourself first and then help the recipient set up their own wallet to store it in. And you can do it for them. And then you have their password, which isn't very secure. And if you're not sure which wallet to go with, you're not sure what exactly Kim Commando is talking about right now, okay, head over to Amazon and then search for Commando with a K. And then I want you to pick up my book, Cryptocurrency 101. It's $9.95, and it's fabulous. Once again, Cryptocurrency 101, you'll find it over at Amazon.com. All right, moments away from our privacy tip, but first, let's see. Let's get on board Larry in Pensacola, Florida. Hello there, Larry.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Yes.
Larry, it's Kim Commando.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing good.
So I guess this is a Christmas present for you.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah. So some of your friends, they called me up and they sent me email. God, let me just tell you, Larry, they just badgered the heck out of me. They did. They said, you've got to talk to Larry. Yeah, they did. I mean, it was like faxing and FedEx and UPS and, you know, packages and everything. So I understand that you've been listening to me for a long time.
Very long time, yes.
Well, how long?
Not quite since the beginning, but since you syndicated, I guess.
Oh, well, that's good. So now I understand that you're a pretty good drone flyer.
Don't know about that.
Well, how many times have you crashed?
Well, none yet. That's what I'm getting for Christmas.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what?
we're going to work on it, you know.
That's good, because you know what? When the drones, they have these little prop guards. And so this way, in case you do get into a little bit of an accident, that the props aren't totally, like, toast. So if you have the prop guards, make sure that you put that on, okay? Now, now what'd you do at Eglin Air Force Base?
I was communications chief.
Awesome.
The base.
And then
it's a pretty large facility. It's about the size of Rhode Island.
You know, my brother, a long time ago, used to work he was a contractor over at Eglin Air Force Base, because he lived in...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lived in Niceville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that's not far from here.
Yeah, so, you know, a crazy story is I went down to see him, and I had never been to Niceville. You know, and you have all the jokes, like, you know, is it nice in Niceville, right? You know, all that other stuff. And so I rented a car, And I was just leaving the airport. I think it was in Destin. I was just leaving the airport. And maybe like two blocks from the airport, I'm waiting at a light. And there was a Kmart. I'll never forget this. There was a Kmart right there. And I was stopped at the light. And then this big truck, like, tapped me in the back. Like I was stopped at the light, but it hit me. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow. God, you know, like, what am I doing? I mean, I was just waiting at the light. Now I got a rental car. And so I pull off to the side to see if there's any damage. And this is, you know, probably a guy in his, I don't know, mid-30s, early 40s. And it's a big truck, big Ford 150 truck. And I said, wow. I said, what happened? I said, I was just sitting here at the light. And in that southern accent, he looked at me and said, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just giving you a little love tap to tell you that's how pretty you are.
Oh, goodness.
Exactly. I'm like, you know what? People have to be nice in Niceville, but we don't have to be that nice, okay? I mean, so, like, yeah. I'm like, everything's okay. Everything's fine. You know, everything's good. All right. So let's see. Did you play Quirkle? Are you any good at it?
Yes. I think so. I do pretty good.
And then, do you have an Apple Watch?
No, I don't have one of those.
Why not? You're into biking and running.
We got into Fitbit, and we just did a wife and I just joined up with a personal trainer, and we've been using our Fitbit.
Oh, well, Fitbit's great, too. You know, a lot of people are still freaked out, though, because, as I mentioned, you know, now Google's tracking you online and offline. But, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, since they just bought it, so...
Well, that's wonderful. So,
yeah, that's really cool.
Well, now that I'm talking to you, do you have any questions for me?
No, I can't think of any. I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
My son, he's into, working. He's started his own app and things, so I pass on information to him and things. So he's been working hard on that. So real proud of that.
What does the app do?
It's called List. Two eyes, LIIST.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Apple Store now, but it's not. It's just in the Apple Store. It's more of a travel tagging type thing. It's very interesting. He's been working on it for a while. It was started as a project. He went over with some developers for a programming class, and he talked the developers into quitting their job and doing this full time. So.
Oh wow! Well, that's pretty awesome. Well, that's good. I hope he's
doing it pretty well.
I hope he becomes the next app billionaire.
Well, they're working on it. They just raised a lot of capital, but it's one of those things when I hear you talking to people about starting an app, they just want to start an app or anything. I'm like, it's not quite that easy. He's got some stories about how hard that is. So
it's very, very difficult. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I can just build an app and then I'll just put it in the store and then everybody will download it and we'll make a ton of money. Well, not really. I mean, the app is, well, getting the app in the store is just one thing. Keeping it there is another thing. Getting it to the top of the list is another thing. But every time that Apple changes an operating system, you have to think, okay, how is that going to affect my app, right? You're like, okay.
The last iOS came out, they had to retool a little bit, but it's doing real well. They've raised quite a bit of investment now, and it's moving along real well. So,
well, that's, you know what, I'm happy to hear that. I am, and I obviously you're pretty proud of them, and you know, tell them I am too, because I can tell you that it's not easy. But like you mentioned, people call in, they're like, I got a great idea for an app, and they don't really, you know, sometimes they don't even know, like, they're not even using the right lingo, and I'm like, okay, well. You know, go find something else that you might be really good at, because I don't want you to waste your time, money, effort, or energy in this. Well, Larry, Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year. And I'm so glad that you've been listening all this time, and I really appreciate it. And if you're ever in Phoenix, I want you to look me up, and so that's this way. I'd love to give you a personal tour of the studio. Okay.
Oh, that would be great. We like to travel. I've been all over the country, and so when things open up a little better, we're probably going to be hitting the road some. I just retired last December, so.
Well, so it's
It'll
time for
great.
You. Yep, so come see us in Phoenix, and, you know, just make sure, here's the deal with Phoenix. You know, everybody always says it's a dry heat. You know what, it is a dry heat, but, you know, anytime past, like, April, May, into, like, September, it's hot, and so is an oven, just letting you know. All right, it's time now for our privacy tip, and this week is brought to you by Total AV. With the holiday shopping season in full swing, many of us shopping online, I want to remind you just how important device security is. You don't want malicious software stealing your credit card information and draining your bank account just before the holidays. Your devices need the right protection. I know there are free options out there and might be convenient to use whatever trial that came with your PC, but you should know that not all antivirus software can keep up with the latest threats. That's why I recommend and trust TotalAV. TotalAV's award-winning antivirus security suite offers complete protection that you can rely on. It has built-in adware, ransomware, and malware protection. And this protection covers up to five of your or your loved one's devices under a single plan. So whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, just install the easy-to-use app and you're protected. Now, this holiday season, I have negotiated a great exclusive discount for you. Right now, you get an annual plan for only $19, but you have to go to this address, protectwithkim.com. That's over 85% off the regular price. Head to protectwithkim.com. Once again, protectwithkim.com. I've noticed in my email, as I mentioned just briefly earlier in this hour, that I've been getting a lot of questions about hacking, specifically like, is my phone hacked? Is somebody listening to me? And how can I tell if there is a hack going on? I mean, well, you know, a lot of times it's really hard to say. So that's why we wanted to put together a list of seven ways that someone could actually hack your phone. You know, and, you know, there's always a case of like, if is it really happening or is it just me being a little paranoid or whatever? You know, you have to look at the ways that somebody can actually get into your phone. So like number one, in-person hacks. All right, so if somebody has access to your phone, okay, could they hack your phone? Yes, if they have access to it and if they can get into the security. Now, number two is stalkerware. This is when someone installs an app on your phone to track you. They get the GPS location of your device along with all of your images, the call logs, even your browser history. And since these tools are designed to be hidden, it can be really difficult to spot them. Three on our list is kind of the same, but not really, bad downloads. This is when you go to someplace and on your phone and then you are tricked into downloading something. And you could be tricked into downloading by something by somebody who is trying to hack you. Number four is bad apps. And not all apps are bad, but you have to be careful. And that's why you always want to download from the official app stores, check the reviews, make sure that you're using the banking app that comes from your bank and it's not a third party. Five is pretty tricky. It's SIM swapping. This is where somebody is able to get into the little chip that's inside your phone and they can take your SIM card and answer a few other questions and then pretend that your phone is now their phone, and it really gets pretty frightening because that's where a lot of the hacking can happen. Six is Bluetooth. Now, when you turn on a Bluetooth setting, the phone broadcasts what's called a MAC address. It's how your phone can connect to your earbuds or to your car. Now, hackers can intercept that and inject your phone with custom code that will take over your device. Number seven are these public charging ports. And so they're at airports and cafes. And so, you know, you plug your phone in and then suddenly, you know, who knows what happens. They could actually download every single thing on your phone and then also put something on your phone. So you want to be careful of those. So if you think that your phone may be hacked, I want you to go through this list with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that you pay attention and see if there's actually something going on. Or maybe it's just like, maybe you're thinking things are happening and they're not really happening, you know, and maybe you need to see somebody, you need to go to a higher authority, then I can actually help you at that point. But these are seven ways that a hacker can get in your phone. To check out the list, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show, which is komando.com, and hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, we have a great tip about routers and how they might be at risk, and your router may be on the list too for hacking. So stay right where you are. All right, so this is the Kim Komando Show. Well, we also have a podcast called Kim Komando Explains. And let me tell you, this past week, I did a great podcast, in my humble opinion, of course, with two routers reporters who did this whole investigation about Amazon and the lobbyists and what's going on behind the scenes and how much data do they have. And like, for example, you can go on Amazon, you can get every piece of data that they have about you. And I did that. on me. It took up to 10 days. Once I got that file, I downloaded it, I looked through it, and that's when I spoke to the reporters about it. And that's our latest episode of Kim Komando Explained. So wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon, the list goes on and on, right, is make sure that you search for Komando with a K and then get Kim Komando Explains. So Max in Tucson, Arizona. Hi there, Max.
Hello, Kim.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you so much for the body cam you sent me.
Now,
I don't know if you... Go ahead.
No, I said, now, you were Arizona Ranger, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, awesome. Yes, and how long ago was that? That's like 6 months ago, was that?
Yes, ma'am. It was about 6 months ago, and I have put it to good use.
Excellent, excellent. Has it made a difference?
You know, yes, it has, because people see the camera and their behavior changes. So, yes, it really helps.
You know, I've always said that people act differently when they know that they're being recorded. You know, suddenly it's like, do you ever have anybody who asks you, like, why you're wearing it or ask you to take it off?
No, but I've been told that I can't record them. We have to have their permission to record, and that's, you know, that's not true.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are freaked out about cameras and privacy and things like that, but in your line of work, you absolutely need it, right? I mean, you need to be able to have proof in case something does happen, and I'm so glad that you're putting it to great use, and that, you know, because I really felt for you because you're volunteering, and as a volunteer, we should be able to make sure that you have all the tools that you need to make sure that you're doing the job safely. And that's most important, is safety. And so a body cam, it's not very expensive, and it makes a great Christmas gift. And so if there's somebody on your list and you think they might want to, you know, they might need one of these things, just keep in mind they're about $150, $200, and you can get a decent one. And Max, thank you so much for taking time to say thank you. It's well appreciated. Stay right where you are. We have a great tip coming up about your router you don't want to miss. All right, your router is really a critical component of your network. You know, it's the backbone of your network. Now, some of these routers, the TP-Link Archer AX6000, 32 flaws, some from Netgear, Linksys, and Asus. Over at Komando.com, we have a list of the routers that are vulnerable right now for attack. And with these, you need to make sure that you've downloaded the firmware update. So to check out the whole list, you know, if you have a router in your home, you need to check this list, bottom line. Head over to Komando.com, and once you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. And you want to stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed hour of the show coming up. And like, for example, we have Brand New or Not True, we have our digital life hacks, we have more of your phone calls, and it's all here on the Westar Multimedia Network. It's a question that so many companies are dealing with right now. I mean, now that the pandemic is cooling off, when should people actually have to get up out of bed, get dressed, drive to work, work all day, and then drive home? I don't know if you heard about this, but Apple CEO Tim Cook, he sent out an email blast and told all the employees, you can stay home indefinitely, and to help out, we're giving you $1,000. Well, not just $1,000. $1,000 spend on anything you want as long as it's home office equipment, which if you want to spend $1,000 on Apple gear, right, what do you get, like 3/4 of a MacBook Pro? I mean, but here's something that I bet you never thought about. Take a look at the back of the brand new iPhones. Just take a look at the back. I mean, if you really, really look at it, seriously, don't you see like 3 burners? I mean, it looks like 3 burners on a stove. I mean, now that I told you about this, you'll never be able to unsee it. Because you know why it looks like a stove? Because Tim Cook. Oh, all right. You have to admit, that was pretty funny. It was. And see, and this is the type of know-how and transfers of intellect that happens week after week on this. It's America's largest show about all things digital, most trusted. And it is just the biggest show. You can find the Kim Komando Show on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And hey, we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast or as a webcast anytime you want. But you have to go to this address, getkim.com. And I'd also like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about what's going on with consumer tech, you know, where you should spend your money, how you should save your money, what's really happening behind the scenes. And if you're thinking about tech that you're going to be buying in the new year, people are saying that this is going to be the brand new iPhone. This is going to be the next big thing that Apple announces. It's a full-sized headset or glasses that are going to be used for augmented reality. They say it's going to be similar to other AR headwear. We'll overlay graphics and text and other information onto the glass lenses. And then think of like turn-by-turn navigation, messages that are delivered. You know, even at some point, you look at somebody and then you know their name. Wouldn't that be amazing? So quite a few analysts are convinced that the latter half of 2022 is when we're going to actually see Apple's glasses. And the timing is just about right because that's when Facebook is going to try to lure everybody into the metaverse. Now, whether it all takes off is crazy. We don't know. But it's all a push into what's called spatial computing. That's a word that you're going to hear more of. It's a mixture of a reality of augmented reality and virtual reality. And so one day we would be all immersed in this digital world, but we're not wearing these bulky headsets. It could just look like an average pair of sunglasses. So the big question now is, will Apple take it mainstream the same way they did with smartphones, with tablets, with smartwatches? I think it's virtually a guarantee. All right, number two, let's talk about Chrome. If you use Chrome on your Android phone, there's an updated tab interface, makes it easier to see the price of a product when switching between web pages. Wow, that's right. For Chrome on both Android and iPhone, there's also a new Google Lens icon that's added on the search bar for visual searches. So a type of product that you're looking for, a piece of clothing, or maybe a couch. So the new Chrome feature that has the potential to be the most helpful involves online shopping carts. Because you know how it goes. You find something that you like online. You add it to your shopping cart. Maybe you try to find a few coupon codes to get some money off. And then the prospect of spending $14.99 for shipping just closes the deal. You're like, I am not buying that. Well, now a Chrome feature is in the process of rolling out that will show you all the websites where you have open shopping carts. So anytime you open a new tab, that's where you see like, oh, yeah, I meant to buy that. But I will tell you that I downloaded Chrome on my new Samsung Smart Refrigerator. I don't think it's working right because it became an oven. Number three, streaming your money away. Yes, it's New Year, and if you're a DirecTV satellite customer, the reason why I'm bringing this up, well, it's for a bigger picture, but with DirecTV, your bill's going to go up next month, anywhere from $1 to $10, depending on which package that you have. Glad you cut the cord. Okay, bad news. It's also going up for DirecTV stream subscriptions, $4 to $10 a month. They say that's due to increased carriage costs by the network, station groups, regional sports networks. Now, think about that. $10 more a month, do the math, $120 a year. Now, keep in mind that if they get away with increasing the price, so will everybody else start inching and keeping those prices going higher and higher and higher. And before you know it, now that you signed up for Netflix, Prime, Spotify, Apple, Peacock, Hulu, I mean, just fill HBO Max, that suddenly your bottom line is going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I really am saving money when I cut the cord anymore. So make sure that you start doing the math. Look at everything that you're signed up for and see how much you're really paying every month, because I don't want you to go over what you were paying for cable, because what was the sense of cutting the cord? All right, number four, you can pack it up and call an Uber. And when the pandemic was declared in March of 2020, all of a sudden catching a ride in an Uber wasn't exactly a popular option. Plus, where could you go? So Uber had something called Uber Eats. It took off, and that was where, of course, you get restaurant delivery. And then they also had something called Uber Connect. Okay, Uber Connect was really for if you wanted to have something delivered from point A to point B. And so if you needed to drop off a package at a family member's house, maybe it's a birthday present, or maybe you need to pick something up at your parents' house and you didn't want to go there because of the pandemic, then somebody could go pick it up and bring it to you. Now, Uber Connect was only available then in about 25 cities across the country. But now it's expanding, 6,000 cities, just in time for Christmas. You can find the package option in the main Uber app. That means you can skip the risk of shipping delays for gifts that are done through traditional services like USPS and FedEx. You can also send a batch of cookies over to someone if that's what you wanted. Uber Connect has same-day delivery, real-time tracking. You can add specific notes for the driver, like if something is fragile. And if you want it there fast, let's just hope they don't go the extra mile. Finally, number five. Wow. Aside from questions about is my phone hacked, this is also another question I get. You know, my Facebook account was hacked, and there's no way for me to get back in there. What do I do? Because go ahead, try to find a phone number for Facebook. It's all scams, which, by the way, don't ever Google Facebook's tech support number. That's a bad idea. So then now you have this form on Facebook's support site, and you hope that somebody's going to call you back. So what people have found as a workaround is after you buy the Oculus VR headset owned by Facebook parent company now, Meta, is that you could get a tech support rep on the phone and then beg them to help you with your Facebook account. But now Meta says it's launching, yes, would you believe, a new live chat support feature. Wow, what took them so long? For those of you who have lost access to your accounts because of, they say, unusual activity, along with others if you were suspended because of community standards violations. They say it's just a test. But let's say your Facebook account gets locked because someone tried to take it over. Now, you might see a pop-up with an option to chat with someone at Facebook support. I mean, great. Except that you'll be on the same waiting list with trolls who got sent to Facebook jail all by themselves. All right, so coming up, we're going to talk about how you can stop junk text messages and spam for good. Yes. Oh, my gosh. In our digital life hacks, we have must-do tech cleanups for your inbox, network, and your gadgets. And don't forget that brand new or not true is coming up. So stay right where you are here with this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. So if you have any question, I'm here for you. 1-888-825-5254. And just a quick reminder that if you haven't signed up for thecurrentnewsletter.com, it's our exclusive newsletter, exclusive links. You're only going to find these in the current newsletter. Of course, the other newsletters that we send out are fabulous. The current newsletter is a little different, just exclusive links you're only going to find there. And you can sign up by heading over to the website, thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right, in just a few moments, we're going to talk about how you can stop junk text messages for good. And how about we start this hour with Zach in Lexington, Kentucky. Hello there, Zach.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me on, and thank you for everything that you do to help us weed through this sticky digital world of ours.
Yeah, sticky it is, right? Okay. Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. How can I help you?
Well, we homeschool, and I have a wonderful, brilliant 10-year-old daughter who is big into STEM and programming and wants
awesome.
To grow up to be a robotics engineer and chemist. And she's functioning on an old hand-me-down PC laptop, and it's time for us to upgrade. So my question for you was sort of a philosophical one, knowing that she's 10. Do you think it's better for me to invest, say, $600 in a mediocre laptop that should get her up to and into high school, or would it be better for me to invest money in sort of a, you know, 1,000-plus machine that's going to have higher performance and might have a longer timeline and get her in and maybe through high school? Where do you sort of stand on that?
Well, first of all, congratulations on homeschool. I love when parents do that. You know,
she makes it so easy.
Well, and that's nice. You know, when you have a great kid, it makes it a lot nicer,
yeah.
Right? But you know, it is a philosophical decision. You know, she's only 10. In 8 years, she'll be your 7, because homeschool kids always graduate early, right?
Right.
So you know, let's say 6 or 7, you know, years from now, she'll be looking at you saying she's going to go to college, right?
Right.
You know, 6 or 7 years in technology is a pretty long time. And especially now that we're seeing monumental shifts in technology. I mean, you know, our life changed when the iPhone hit in 2007, right? And it's been going on the spiral ever since. And so where we are now, we're at the cusp of I really believe, a fundamental shift in the way that we compute. See, right now we go to the internet to do things, right? Right. And we go to our phone to get directions. And we go to these different places. You know, where it becomes the next shift will be we will be in that internet using technology such as glasses, lenses, whatever it may be. And because because she's going to be on the cutting edge of this stuff, and she will be, because the you know this, a child between, you know, there's between 0 and 3, there's this big jump, right? Then we go like 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, then all of a sudden, there's a huge jump when we start looking at 11, 12 to 15, as far as I'm talking about maturity, development, likes, dislikes, who is that person? And who is this person? Who is? What does she really want to do? That I would be inclined to get her the $600 laptop now. And when this shift happens, then you start looking at, well, what is it that she really needs at this point? You know, what is it that I can give her to? What can I give her to take her to that next level? Whatever that next level is at that time, without trying to predict that one today. But to give her the tools now so that she's not frustrated in what she's trying to do.
That makes total sense.
All right.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
And,
that's along the lines of what I was thinking.
And, you know, you can find a great HP Pavilion for $600. Acer Swift.
That's exactly what I was looking at.
Yes. And so, you know, they got nice 13, 14-inch screens, you know, nice Intel Core processor on the inside, Windows 10 Home Edition, you know. And so this machine that she's been struggling with, because I know she's been struggling with it, because we it's just
because we got tired of struggling with it and gave it to her.
Yeah, exactly. And so now she's sitting here going, "Oh my god!" So I'd give her the nice $600 laptop, and then just know at some point you're going to have to up the ante. And Zach, thank you so much for your call and for your confidence in me giving you the answer that would steer your family in the right direction. And Merry Christmas. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have more of your phone calls, but also Brand New or Not True. Now, this week is especially hard, so make sure that you have your thinking cap here with the Kim Komando Show. That's right. It's time now for Brand New or Not True, and it's America's favorite national radio game show sensation, where you can play along and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? I made up this game show years ago after seeing so many new products and so many products that were bad, so many products that you sat there and you went, wow, where were they when they thought this thing up? And then suddenly, maybe the bad product turns into a unicorn. So when playing Brand New or Not True, I present you, the home listener, along with a very special guest contestant with three gadgets in the tech world. It's up to you to decide which is the true product. That's right. So two are fake. I completely made them up. Okay. But one product is absolutely true. And joining us this week for Brand New or Not True is Ross in Roswell, New Mexico. Hello there, Ross.
Hello. Hi.
And what do you do in Roswell, New Mexico, aside from hunt for aliens?
Well, I'm a retired farmer.
Oh, good for you. What'd you farm?
Hay and corn and cotton.
Awesome.
Stuff like that.
That's terrific. All right. So Brand New or Not True, I'm going to give you three products, and then you have to decide which is the real product, okay? So product number one is, well, do you like fish? Not to eat. I mean, do you have pet fish? And then are you ever worried about your pet fish's happiness? Well, thanks to some new technology, along with waterproof camera tech, you can know. It's a smart fish tank. It gathers data about the fish, about how active they are, where they're located in the tank, and then it emits certain mood-boosting lights and sounds. And as a bonus, you can also program the smart fish tank to drop food at scheduled times of the day. Now, of course, there's an app to see how your fish is doing when you're not home. And they say you can use any type of fish, but I think that beta fish work best because the smart fish tank is still in beta testing. $79.99. Product number two is busy sounds. Our lives are full of all kinds of sounds. Notifications for when you get a text, another sound for when you have mail, ringtones for calls. Some of the sounds are unique. Like the default sound of mail on a Mac is different than if you're using Microsoft Outlook on a Windows PC. So when you're working from home, everyone around you knows if you're really working or slacking off based on the sounds coming from your device or your computer or laptop. So there's a new way to fake it. A new site will randomly play notification sounds from apps like Messages and Skype and Outlook and Mail and Slack and Discord and Google Chat and Calendar and more. You just pick the sounds, set how often you want the sounds to play, and then everyone will say, hey, leave Ross alone because he's really busy. Now, as a side benefit, you can have the sounds play when you're in a Zoom meeting, as in you can say, wow, I really have to go. My messages are blowing up, which isn't remotely funny. Free to use. Product number three is artificial intelligence. My golden retriever, Ross Abbey, is 80 pounds, and that's a lot bigger than your average chihuahua. And the bigger the dog, the bigger the poop. Well, thanks to artificial intelligence combined with geosensors, LiDAR tracking, accelerometers, and advanced robotics, you can send out a little specialized robotic pooper scooper, picker-upper, to clean your yard. Suitable for small to medium-sized yards, up to a quarter of an acre, goes out quietly, and so it will no longer make your lawn the danger zone. And once dropping is located, the mechanical arm scoops it up, brings it back into the bin. Can be scheduled for any time of the day. All you have to do is remove the bag holding the poop and put it in the trash. It won't work in your house, though, so if your dog has an accident inside, you're in trouble. $399. Okay, so it's up to you, Ross, to tell us which product do you think is the real product. Product number one is the smart fish tank. Product number two is the busy sounds. And product number three is the AI poop picker upper scooper. So which product do you think is the real product?
You know what? I think I'm going to go with number one.
The smart fish tank. Okay.
Yeah, the fish tank.
All right. We have to go to the judges, Ross. The smart fish tank, product number one. Oh, Ross. All right. Hear all those sounds?
I wanted to win.
All right. Well, that's right. The busy sounds. That's right. So hear all those tones and things. And now you can go to thebusysimulator.com and you can program your computer and make all these sounds so that people around you, they think that you're actually really working and you're really busy. But speaking of rings, on day four of creation, God was putting up all the celestial bodies. I don't know if you know about this. He created Earth, the moon, and God went around conjuring up all the different planets of the solar system. He made Saturn, and he looked upon it, and as he examined it, he was taken back. He realized that it was very, very, very good. He decided that he liked it so much, he put a ring on it. I'm sorry. All right. Moving on. Okay. Well, so did you want to win the fanny pack? Is that it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. So you know what? Even though Ross did not win, we're going to send you an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. Yay.
Oh, great.
Priceless, by the way. Priceless. All right. So what's on your mind?
Yeah. My question is, now that I've gotten rid of cable TV, and I'm only using an over-the-air antenna into a smart TV, is there a device that I can put in between for recording programs?
Sure. It's only going to cost you $1,999. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. There's basically these little DVR recorders that you can buy. And they record various networks, and you can use them in multiple rooms. You get 1 terabyte of internal storage. There's also you get a TV guide so you can program things based on the TV guide like we used to do with cable. And so you have 4 tuners, actually, so 4 people can use the app at the same time, up to 4 tuners. It's not cheap. The one made by Silicondust, HD Home Run Scribe 4K OTA over the air, that's what OTA stands for, DVR recorder, it's almost $300, $279. But tell you what we'll do, Ross, is we're going to put a link to it over at commando.com inside the Commando community. So anybody else, if you're listening, you want to check it out, maybe you need one for one too, because I'll tell you, that's one of the things that you miss when you start cutting the cord is that you want to be able to record your favorite shows and watch them whenever you want. But the other thing, too, with you cut the cord is that a lot of these things are streaming on demand, so you don't necessarily need it. But if you do need a recorder, this is one that we recommend on the show. So we will go ahead and put a link to it over inside the Commando community. And let's give Ross a round of applause for being such a great contestant on Brand New or Not True. All right, it's time now for our digital life hacks tip, and this week is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Going online without ExpressVPN is like using your smartphone without a protective case. Most of the time, you're going to be okay, but all it takes is one drop to make you wish you had protected yourself. Now, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, your online data is not secured. A hacker on the same network can steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. Really, seriously, a 12-year-old could do it. And your data is super valuable. Hackers can make thousands per person selling your personal information on the dark web. And ExpressVPN creates the secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your data can't be stolen. So easy to use. You just fire up the app, click one button, and you're protected. Works on all your devices, your phones, your laptops, your tablets, your router, and more. Secure your online data today. Just visit expressvpn.com/Kim, and you're going to get an extra 3 months free. Let me spell that for you. It's expressvpn.com/Kim, expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, we did a recent Kim Commando Explains podcast about how you should be doing some end-of-the-year cleaning. And if you haven't caught that, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Google, you name it, just search for Kim Commando Explains. That's with a K, of course. But what other things that you should be doing right now? Number one, you may have some extra time around the holidays, and so it's a good time for you to inventory all of your valuables. There's an app that we like to use called Encircle. It lets you categorize and all your valuables. You can take pictures of outside your home, every room. And don't forget photos of your oven, your refrigerator, major appliances, and, of course, all your tech gadgets. Number two is we want you to take a look at your home network. We want you to refresh it. What that means is you go into the admin page, and there I want you to find a section called Advanced or Management. That's where you're going to find the firmware updates, because it's not like, you know, these router manufacturers call you and say, hey, just want to let you know there's a firmware update. Can you go get it, please? No, they don't even notify you. Some modern routers will do this automatically, but if you have a router that's, I don't know, a year or more old, you probably have to do it the old-fashioned way. Number three is take a look at your inbox. It's just loaded down. Maybe you have that icon showing 3,000 unread messages and it's driving you crazy. So we're going to tell you how you can get rid of that as well as do a bulk delete. While you're at it, give your browser a fresh start. You're going to clear the cache in Chrome and Firefox and Safari and Edge. We're going to show you how to do all that step by step over on the website. Number five is we want you to clean your ports, but we want you to be super careful, okay? Because I don't want you to be like, not like a blowtorch in there. There's a right and a wrong way. And so we're going to point you in the direction of how to do it the right way and also some lens cleaning wipes. They're only like $10 on Amazon. And also a cell phone cleaning kit. That's, I think it's $8 on Amazon. So for links to everything that I just mentioned and more information, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Commando Show. Go to KOMANDO.com, and once you're there, hit the link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to be talking more about how you can get rid of those junk text messages for good. And then later on, if your Facebook account has been hacked, some other tips on how to get it back. And of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, if you're tired of all those junk messages and emails, I mean, gosh, it's enough. But there is a way for you to maybe throw them spammers off your trail. See, when you reply stop or unsubscribe to a spam message, you're actually setting yourself up for even more spam. That's because you're saying to them, hey, look, this is a live human being. So instead of replying to an email, mark it as spam and then delete it. For a text, block the phone number and mark the message as spam, and then you want to delete that one too. You can also forward spam texts to a certain number that could help put a stop to some campaigns. We have some more information over at commando.com in case you want to check that out. All right, back to the phones we go with Tiana in Pennsylvania. Hello there, Tiana.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you for helping me with getting a computer last year.
Oh, I remember. Yes. So, but you were building it, right?
Yes.
Oh, so how did that work out for you?
It worked really well.
And so what are you using the computer for?
I am actually using it for doing animation in my free time. My esports, actually, since I got onto Collegiate for that.
Oh, and you did? You did? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you playing?
Overwatch.
Oh, that's great. And so are you making money at it yet?
Not quite yet.
Yeah, not yet. It does. Well, I'm happy to hear from you. I'm glad that the computer is working out. Now, because I just gave you some parts because you were going to put that sucker all together, which I'm so proud of you for doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it helped a lot.
Well, that's pretty amazing, Tiana. So, and then have you decided where you're going to go to college?
I'm actually in college currently.
Oh, you know what? I thought for some reason I thought you were maybe a year away.
Nope, I'm in it currently. I just finished my first semester.
Okay, so you got through finals?
Yeah.
It's stressful, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is stressful. I mean, you know, the thing that you have to remember when you're going through finals is, and this is, happens for anything in your life, is that just stay in the moment. Just, you know, don't think about, like, the past, what you could have done better. And don't think about the future, like, what could happen, because that only causes anxiety. And so just live wherever your feet are at that particular time, right? And you'll find that, you know, and then it just kind of, it calms you down. You know, but there's nothing that substitutes really good study skills and, you know, things like that when you start going through, you know, different phases of your life, especially when it gets through college. I mean, I remember staying up night after night, you know, trying to like solve these computer programming issues and these problems, and it became a bit of a nightmare. I mean, but, you know, you do get through it, and college is really fabulous. You know, do you learn a lot of life skills? I mean, you know, Ian and I talk about this because he'll say, well, I don't know when I'm ever going to use, like, yeah, algebra or statistics, or I don't even know why I need to take biology and studying of a geriatric brain. I mean, that was the conversation recently. You know, as I tell him, it's something that you may not use every single day in your life, but you'll have this bank of knowledge. And this bank of knowledge becomes pretty valuable as you start moving forward in life. And as you move forward in life, you can always look back and that becomes a major accomplishment. And so, yeah, you're not going to use the study of the brain every single day. But there may come a point where you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And statistics. Statistics are great because, you know, it's all about money. It's all about numbers. And then, of course, there are the other classes that you have to take. I mean, you know, English and history. And you may not think that it's valuable, but it really is valuable. And so even if you didn't go to college, you know, you're never too late. It's never too late to earn a degree if that's what you want to do. And we start talking about degrees. So often people ask me here on the show, like, you know, what are some degrees of the future? Where should I be headed? Well, there's nothing like computer technology. There's nothing like data analytics. Cybersecurity is paramount. You start looking at programming for AR and VR. You just heard from Tiana, a freshman in college who I helped send her computer parts and through our random acts of kindness program that we've done for so many years. But here she is, and she's just starting her life. And where that degree is going to head her in animation is probably inside the metaverse. But anyway, I digress. Happy to help you, Tiana. Coming right back, we're going to talk about Facebook accounts that are getting hacked. All right. When you start looking at your Facebook getting hacked, already we talked about how there's going to be a new chat app option for folks to do. Now, you may be inclined to use a service that will actually get your account back. You don't have to pay for that. We have links for those services over at commando.com. And you want to stay right where you are because we have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour coming up that you don't want to miss. We'll be talking about future tech. We also have some tips about how to store a digital copy of your vaccination card and a whole bunch more here on the Westar Multimedia Network. All right, if you've ever been on TikTok, you notice that there are a lot of recipes and things that look really delicious. This is so smart, okay? Because of all these videos of recipes and things that are going viral on TikTok, starting in March, TikTok is opening up hundreds of delivery-only TikTok kitchens throughout the United States. They teamed up with this virtual dining concepts. They're creating these ghost restaurants. And Bloomberg says they're going to start with like 300 locations and they're going to expand to more than 1,000 by the end of the year. The TikTok kitchen menu, it's going to change quarterly, includes some of the platform's biggest food trends, they say. The initial batch of dishes, this was Google's most searched dish of 2021, which I've never made it, baked feta pasta, also a smash burger, if you eat hamburgers, and pasta chips. That's right. So we're going to have these TikTok kitchens all throughout the United States because of this social media app. And I don't know if you heard about this, but a Chinese-owned social media platform has been poisoning breath mints to accomplish their goals. It's called the TikTok Tic-Tac Tactic. Okay. All right. That one didn't go over very well, I can tell. I can just see it in your eyes. And on that happy note, welcome once again to America's most trusted, largest show about all things digital. I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a webcast, as a podcast, anytime. You just have to go to this address, getkim.com. And also the American Forces Network Radio gets the Kim Komando Show. And you can hear us in whether you're in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force. On the American Forces Network Radio, of course. And our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener line is now open. I'm sure you have a few questions I can lend a hand to. The number is 1-888-825-5254. All right, this is the part of the show where I like to talk about future tech. So you get a glimpse of where things are headed. And we're going to begin with the future of keeping everything charged up. Yes, batteries. I know batteries... It's not the most exciting topic that we've ever covered here on the show, but it's an important topic, especially when we start talking about gadgets, because lithium-ion batteries charge the fastest and they deliver the most power over the longest time. The batteries power every electronic device, from your phone, your earbuds, to your electric car. The problem is, well, occasionally they blow up and they set everything on fire around them. Think about that the next time you fall asleep with your phone next to you on the pillow. See, internally, this is going to make you sound so smart around the holidays because you can explain this to people. Internally, lithium ion is this pasty compound packed so densely that sometimes one thin lithium ion strip touches the next one. The result is catastrophic. But now, wow, these smart guys and gals over at Harvard, they claim that they've discovered the fix. No more explosions, no more fires. They call it the holy grail of batteries. So instead of this lithium paste that I was talking about, they use actual lithium metal. The battery becomes this all-solid device. It's stable, it's faster, and it has self-healing technology. So how long before we see these? Everybody expects about 18 months, you know. But the thing about batteries, you always have to remember, they always have their pluses and minuses. Okay. Number two, a smartwatch that you have to roll with. Now, patents are always a fun thing to look at to get a glimpse of the future. So this tech site called Let's Go Digital, they spotted a patent that became public earlier this month. The smartwatch has some similarities to some of Samsung's latest phones, the ones that fold. The first one looks like a typical watch with a round display, but it has some kind of built-in moving unit that changes its size when you push the crown. And according to the patent, the display expands by rolling out from the center portion. So it's a watch that rolls out that way. So it lengthens in the 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock position, going from a round shape to more of an oval so that this way you can see more. It actually adds about 40% more screen, which can be useful for reading text messages or emails or checking your calendar when you are, you know, have your watch on. It also has a built-in camera on your watch. So I guess that you'll get the nostril cam. I'm not sure that that would be a good idea. All right, number three, new TVs for the new year. The annual CES event, it used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show, but now they just say CES. It's in Vegas. It's just going to be here in just a few weeks. And so some of these companies are giving sneak peeks, like LG. They brought out some unbelievable TVs. I still have my eye on that one that rolls out of a box on the floor. You know, I'm building a house. You may have heard me talk about that. And the living room, I actually put an electrical outlet in the middle of the floor. Why? So that someday when the LG OLED rollable TV becomes affordable, I think right now it's like $100,000, when it becomes like $3,000 or $4,000, that I will have a spot for it right there in the living room. Screen just rolls up and down. But anyway, LG has a couple of new ones that they're showing off this year. One's called the Objet TV. That's right, Objet, which sounds like object without the C. It's Objet. It's a basic 65 OLEDT that's covered in remote-controlled fabric. Not using the TV, the fabric will cover the whole screen so that it just blends right into the background. It comes in three colors. Then there's the LG Stand By Me. That's Stand By Me, not Stand By Me. I don't know. They're doing something with letters here as far as LG is concerned. TV looks like a supersized tablet with a 27-inch display. Rather, has an adjustable stand so you can just roll the TV to whatever room that you have to be in. And it also has a rechargeable battery, so you don't have to drag a power cord around with it. The display can be removed from the stand, but it's not a touchscreen. It only has a three-hour battery life. No pricing has been announced for either TV. But I've never been able to say, like, wow, how affordable is that new LG TV that they announced? So don't expect a budget price tag here. Number four, a rolling robot to carry all of your stuff. Hyundai is showing off their MOBE ED, short for Mobile Eccentric Droid. Okay, what should we call it? Well, you know, it's a robot that carries all your crap around. So let's call it the Mobile Eccentric, because the only people who are going to buy it are going to be eccentric. And it's a droid. That's right. It's a four-wheeled flatbed rolling robot with an adjustable wheelbase and flexible steering angle so that your cargo won't be disturbed, they say, even if it's traveling over uneven terrain. Hyundai has this whole demonstration about how it's rolling around with cocktail glasses stacked in the shape of a pyramid, and then also a baby stroller and a digital screen. It's about 26 inches long, 23 inches wide, 13 inches tall, has three motors, a top speed of 19 miles per hour. Each tire has 12-inch diameter, no pricing, no availability. Of course, we're going to have a lot more details once CE kicks off on January 5th. The battery is supposed to get around 4 hours on a single charge, which should be more than enough time to impress your guests as it's weaving around the room with this pyramid of cocktail glasses. And finally, number five. Wow, why didn't we think of this sooner? A webcam that is literally attractive. So Dell is also giving some sneak peeks into what they're going to be announcing in Las Vegas. And they have this prototype webcam called the Concept Pari, P-A-R-I. And it's not like anything that we've ever seen on the market. I love innovation. It's a wireless webcam that can attach to basically any part of the monitor screen because it's using built-in magnets. That is, as long as it's a compatible monitor, and they're not saying what that is at this moment. So think about this at your next Zoom meeting. You're looking at someone's face on the screen, and if the webcam is in the same area, it gives the appearance that you're actually having eye contact. See, that's the problem with the Zoom call, because if you look at it, you're looking at the camera. Other people are looking up this way, that way. I mean, that's why it's so frustrating. That's why it's so taxing on our brains to have all these Zoom calls. Anyway, the Concept Pari has a dock. It also charges the 1080p webcam, which, by the way, connects to Wi-Fi, and it weighs just an ounce. Now, keep in mind, this is just a concept, but I wouldn't be surprised if this webcam is made, you know, available down the line. It's definitely different than anything that we have right now. It would so make these video calls, which are not going away, seem more like we're having in person. But after 2 years, this Zoom side eye, it might be a pretty difficult habit to break. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to talk about your vaccination card on your phone. And then also we have some simple ways to free up space on your smartphone. And Allie, our amazing content queen, is going to be joining us because she has done some research. And I think you're going to be pretty shocked about all the permissions that you give up when you start installing apps on your phone. And then, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And if you're looking for some exclusive links, content that you're only going to find one place, that's when you need to sign up for thecurrentnewsletter.com. It's tech news you can use. There's no ads, and it's absolutely free. You can see a sample, and you can sign up right now by heading over to thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, that's thecurrentnewsletter.com, or the current newsletter, however you want to say it. I had somebody send me an email and say, well, it's not T-H-E-E, so it's not the... Okay, whatever. Thecurrentnewsletter.com, or thecurrentnewsletter.com. Tomato, tomato, whatever. All right, how about we start this hour with Brother Tim in Newport News, Virginia. Brother Tim, how are you?
Thanks for you. Oh, one.
I'm great. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm great, but man, you got the radio award.
Oh, I did. I did. Thank you so much. It was, I was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. And let me tell you, it was really surreal because, you know, I was signing the poster that they're going to put in the museum. And a gentleman from the museum comes over to me and he says, "Kim, I want you to make sure that you sign that very nicely and very clearly, because this is something that your great grandchildren will be able to see in the museum someday." And I went,
"Awesome."
I was like, "Oh, okay. Never thought of it that way." You know,
well,
so
come on, you're on 400 stations in 177 countries.
I know, but you know, it's, you know, but I've been very blessed, as we've talked about. I mean, I have been. I was so able to find something that I really love and grow with and help people. And that's the part about it. I love it. I love helping people. And so it's a win-win all around.
Well, I rejoiced with you on that, although you do have my sympathy on your mother's passing as well.
Thank you. That's been a tough one.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. This has been a very tough year for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I actually met somebody yesterday who, for the first time, their child, they're calling their child a COVID baby. The child had not met anybody but mom and dad.
Oh, wow.
For over a year.
Wow.
There's no family in the area. There's no relatives. So this child had never been exposed to anybody else. And bringing the baby to the food pantry was the last resort to get food. And there was this child who was face-to-face with people they had never ever seen before outside of the doctor's office.
Well, you know, thank God you're there, you know, to make
you
sure.
You just don't think about that.
Well, because, you know, we all go against, you know, we all live our lives, right? We all
right.
just do our thing and... You know, this and, you know, have you ever listened to anything from Father Mike?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
I love Father Mike Schmidt. Love him. And I was I went on a walk this morning before the show and I was listening to his homily. And obviously Mass last Sunday. And it was really wonderful because he was talking about how people are anxious and depressed and, you know, how at the end we'll be judged by how much love that we've given, right? And
it
was so wonderful to hear that message. And I started thinking about it that, you know, it is. I mean, it's a responsibility of all of us to love one another.
Well, you know, Matthew 25, it tells us right there that you got to feed the hungry, clothe the naked. It doesn't say anything about being in church on Sunday. It talks about loving your neighbor as yourself.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so, but I was so lucky that we've been able to help you. I mean, so how we only have a couple of seconds, but how is the phone tree working out for you?
Well, let me tell you, you have saved me 1,089 phone calls this year. And this software is so good. I know that it has saved me 23 hours of talking on the phone. It generates reports. It's phenomenal. I'm able to go to the board and say, "Listen, they're dialing the number and they're listening to the messages." And they're like, "Well, how do you know that?" I said, "Well, because they're on the phone for 4 minutes, so they're doing something."
Well, it's, you know what? I'm so glad that we were able to put all that together for you and that it's making such a difference in the way that you're operating and in the way that the food pantry is operating. If you're not familiar, we have the whole story about Brother Tim and what his great work that he's doing in Virginia and how we were able to set up this phone tree so that this way they weren't calling Brother Tim's cell phone number all day, all night. And as you heard, we just saved him a whole bunch of time, effort, and energy. And Brother Tim, thank you for the opportunity to help you. All right, it's time now where we talk to Allie Seligman. She's our amazing content queen over at Commando.com. Hello there, Allie.
Hi.
All right, so phone permissions. You know, those are those terms and conditions, right? When you sign, you get the app and nobody reads them, right? And you're just like, oh, whatever, I agree.
Exactly. Although I do feel like lots more of us these days are taking a minute to see, okay, what do they actually know? And, you know, Apple and Android, they're making it a lot easier for us to see what permissions apps actually have access to and to change those permissions. So before we get into the specifics, because I was doing research on this and, you know, some are pretty obvious, right? Like camera. If an app has, you know, can access your camera, we know, yeah, it that's good for like photo apps or social media, whatever. In a really bad scenario, though, something could be secretly recording with your camera or turning it on without your permission, which is pretty darn scary. But there are some things built into the other permissions that really surprised me. Before we get to that, a little refresher. You should know what apps have what permissions on your phone.
Yeah, you would think, right? I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, Allie, people just, they don't think about that. It's like, yeah. You know, it's like even like, I mean, you know, you hear me talk about Barry. Okay. I mean, you know, Barry bought a QR code app.
Oh, Barry.
Okay. $49.99.
No.
I know.
Oh,
I'm
your
like,
phone can do that for free.
I know. And I'm like, dude. Okay. And then he gave up all these permissions along the way. And he's
of
like,
course.
He's like, well, I didn't know. I mean, well, he doesn't sound like that, but, you know.
But that's the angry caller.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
You know, and there are a lot of apps like that. And they're really bundled into these things that you think like, oh, I need that, right? Things that seem really helpful and useful, like a PDF editor or a QR code scanner. But really, no, they're just trying to get as much of your information as possible.
Exactly. Exactly.
So first step, go through, because I bet there are apps on your phone you've had for a really long time. Maybe you don't even use them anymore, and they have way more permissions than you want them to have. So either get rid of the app or just go through and get rid of the permission to access things like your location or your camera or whatever. I'll go through the steps very quickly. If you're on an Android phone, you're just going to go to Settings and then Apps. And then from there, you'll see all the different permissions and you can toggle them on and off. If you're on an iPhone, you're going to go to Settings and then Privacy. And then again, you'll see all the categories. You can turn things on and off. Don't worry if you didn't retain that. It's okay, because Kim, you wrote an excellent column that's going to go up on commando.com this weekend about other mistakes you're making with apps.
Yes, and there's a ton of them. Okay,
there are
a ton. Okay, but you know, so if you missed any of those steps, just hit the website. But
yeah.
But it's a good thing. So like next time you're sitting there and you're watching, I don't know, a Christmas movie that you don't want to watch, raise my hand. Okay, when I do that is I'm cleaning out my photo library, and I find that's a tremendous benefit to watching a movie and cleaning photos. But it's also a good time that when you're on your phone, because so many people are watching two screens at once, is that you take time and you look at, instead of scrolling through TikTok or Instagram or whatever, is that you look at your permissions.
Exactly. And instead of having that feeling after you close, you know, Instagram, like, oh, what did I just waste 30 yes. minutes of my life doing? You'll feel like, yes, I'm safer. My phone is more secure. I'm so smart. Okay, so I want to run through really quickly kind of what you're giving away with these permissions. And then, you know, in a worst case scenario, what could happen? So camera and microphone, these are pretty obvious. For your camera, you're giving up the permission to take photos or videos. Okay, in a bad scenario, like I said, somebody could secretly turn on your camera and record things and then do who knows what with that footage. Same with your microphone, recording your audio, and then could they turn it on when you don't know it's on and secretly record your conversations?
Right.
Pretty yeah. spooky. Now, this one is one I don't think about much, the phone. So the actual phone app, this is usually going to be asked for by something like, you know, some kind of communication app, a social media app, whatever. And this is what it does. It allows an app to know your phone number, your cellular network information. It can make calls, end calls, can see who's calling you, can see your call logs, add wow. a voicemail, can even redirect your calls to a different number.
Okay, that's huge.
It really, really is. And,
yes.
you know, if you don't think twice, yeah, location, you're going to see that one and think, I don't want someone knowing my location. But being able to redirect your calls, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, that's pretty frightening.
It really is. Okay, the calendar. This is common in things like scheduling apps, to-do apps, you know, calendar apps, all that. They can read, edit, delete your events, create new events on your behalf. That's great if it's a calendar you're using, but if it's a malicious app, well, they could spy on who you're meeting with, what you're doing. They could know your schedule. They could delete things from your calendar. It's a...
Yeah, or if it's just, even if it's just something like, you remember the flashlight app? For years, people were downloading flashlight apps before we actually had a flashlight put onto our phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, it was like the flashlight. It's like, oh, yeah, but it also had access to like almost everything on the phone. It's like,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's when it gets scary. Location, that one we know, it can get your approximate location from things like, you know, cell base stations, your Wi-Fi hotspots, or your exact location with GPS. And this can really create this, you know, full picture of where you are, where you go, who you're with, And if it's an app that you absolutely don't, you know, that you can't say for sure, yes, I trust this, don't give location information.
Well, you know what? And this is a total side note, Al, but I was in conversation with somebody yesterday, and I won't say where or where we were doing, but she was trying to tell me that she didn't want to get the COVID vaccine because then the government could track her. Okay.
Oh.
So and she had an iPhone.
Did you break the bad news?
Yeah. I looked at her and I said, you have an iPhone. You know, like.
Everyone knows exactly what
yes,
you are. Yeah.
I said, you know, and by the way, that whole government tracking thing, you know, you have more people tracking you this way
yeah.
while you're carrying around your iPhone. I was like, okay, well, whatever.
You just have to move on.
Yes. Yeah, so that's when you're just like, okay, nice talking to you. Okay. I'm going over here now.
Yes. Another one that's really common is apps asking for access to your storage. And, you know, if maybe it's a social media app or a photo app and they want to be able to store the photos that they create. But they can also, so yeah, they can read and write to your storage. But they can also read, change, delete, save any of your documents, your photos, your files, your music, anything on your phone. So storage is a big one that I think, you know, you might not really think about. And yeah, that's fine. This QR code scanner can have access to my storage, but do they need it? No.
No. Now, you know, it goes with the same thing because a lot of people are using the QR codes when you go to the restaurant.
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people realize that's just built right into your phone. And, you know, if you have a newer phone, it is. You don't need to download anything else. You basically just use the camera app on your phone. And, you know, you don't need to get one of these apps, pay for it like poor Barry did.
I know. $49.99. I'm like, really?
You know. In general, if you are going to download an app, see what the permissions are. If it seems like it's asking for too much, it might be an app that exists to kind of get your information. So I would think twice and maybe find another solution.
Yeah, or maybe even if it's free. Why are things free? I don't know.
Because they're hoping to get things from you.
Right.
All right. And, you know, another type of app that I think, you know, be extra careful with are those cleaner apps. We've talked a lot about them and we have some recommendations on commando.com, but if you're looking for an app to clean out your contacts or your photos or your storage or something else on your phone, be very careful because you are giving the keys to the entire castle when you're downloading those kind of apps because they're going to want access to everything. So go over to commando.com. We'll give you some recommendations there. If you search cleaner app, we have some good ones that you can actually trust. But be careful with those because those are a common way to give away your data and even spread malware.
Well, let's talk for a second about malware and this, you know, stalkerware or whatever, or badware, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
Is that so many people, they look at the reviews, which, you know, I do too. I mean, I look at the reviews on inside the App Store. And if I'm on Google Play and Android, I look at Google Play apps. And we look at the reviews. Is that, you know, one of the things that we wrote about in the column was that, you know, you want to look for certain keywords in those reviews, right? And so some of it is like, my phone slowed down.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
That's a sign that something is not really what it is. Or I blew through my battery. It also, maybe you have like pop-up ads.
Yes.
Maybe somebody mentioned pop-up ads. So the reviews are good to actually take a look at. And of course, we all know like you can't trust online reviews, right?
When I'm looking at app reviews, I kind of do the same thing on Amazon looking at products. I am looking for the negative ones and I'm seeing what people say there. And like you said, look for those key phrases like, you know, slowed down my phone, pop-ups everywhere, sign me up for a subscription, can't cancel, things like this where, you know, if a few people are complaining about it, it's probably an issue.
It probably is. All right. So over at commando.com, you have the whole list of all these apps that we need to delete. Is that right?
Oh, we've got tons of those. Yes, we've got those. And make sure you read Kim's column about the mistakes you're making with apps on your phone. It's a really good read and, you know, it can help you stay a lot safer on your phone.
And here's the deal. You can read the column a week ahead of time.
Ooh.
At commando.com before USA Today. publishes it, just saying. So if you want to read the USA Today column ahead of time, head over to commando.com, and then you want to hit the how-tos, and then you'll hear columns. All right, Al, great job as always. And if I don't see you or talk to you, and I know all the listeners are appreciating, we're going to say Merry Christmas to you and Happy Holidays. And then we'll see you back on the show in the new year. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh, 2022. I'll see you then.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Al.
Thanks.
All right, we just talked about your smartphone. And in between all the photos and the videos, the emails, the texts, you can run out of room pretty quickly. So you can try to delete just about everything that's not stored in the cloud, but there is a better way. Speaking of apps, take a look at all the apps that you've installed on your phone and ask yourself, when's the last time I ever even used it? Okay, we all have those apps. I do too. And so what you want to do is start deleting those apps. Also, look at your text messages. You'd be surprised at how much storage space that your text messages are taking on your smartphone, especially once you start exchanging a lot of videos and photos. And speaking of photos and videos, you might have years' worth of files, and there's no reason to keep storing them on your phone. Back them up to a service like iDrive, then you can delete them from your phone storage. And we got a lot more tips about freeing up space on your smartphone. Head over to commando.com and look for the link that says Kim Show near the top of the homepage. Because trust me, cloud storage is the future, and there's plenty of data to back it up. All right, still to come this hour, we'll be talking about a chart to see how long it takes to crack your passwords. I think you're going to be surprised. We have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, we have this great newsletter called The Current, and it's full of exclusive links that you only find in The Current newsletter. Like, for example, we're talking about, in a recent issue, about Apple Watch owners that are involved in a class action lawsuit regarding battery swelling. And we also talk about some cybersecurity terms in another issue, and something like a sock puppet. Yeah, it's a false online identity created to deceive others. And so the tech world changes by the minute. That's why we put together The Current newsletter. And it comes out just twice a week. In 5 minutes or less, you're up to date. And there's always something funny at the end that I always make sure that we put there. And you can see a sample, and you can sign up right now over at thecurrentnewsletter.com, thecurrentnewsletter.com. All right, back to the phones we go with Jason in San Francisco. Hello there, Jason.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, welcome.
Well, thanks for taking my call. You know, I've learned so much from your articles over the years, and, you know, thank you for sharing all those great tips.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now I'm concerned about the new tracking technology from Apple called AirTags that I know you're probably very aware of.
Right.
And those AirTags can be used by bad actors to track people without their knowledge. And, you know, these bad actors could place an AirTag on your car or in your shopping bag and
anywhere,
track you back to your home.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, they can either rob you or harm you. And you know, I'm concerned, you know, for the safety of my family. And I just wanted to know if there's anything we can do to prevent our mobile devices and or our cars to prevent these air tags from tracking people without their knowledge.
Very good question, Jason. If you have an iPhone, if there's an air tag nearby that's not associated with your phone, you will get a notification, okay? And it will say undetected AirTag or unregistered AirTag nearby. And so that's a warning that you need to take, you know, full heed of. Don't ignore it. Now, if you're on Android, there is an app. We have a link to it over on the website. And you can run a scan. Unfortunately, it takes like 10 minutes to run this scan on Android. And so if you're on Android, if you're concerned that somebody has put an AirTag on your possessions or on your person, is that you want to make sure that you run this app on your Android. Or, you know, you have to get an iPhone, so this way you get automatically notified. But it's a very good point, and I'm really glad that you took the time to call in today, because I don't think a lot of people are fully aware of the ramifications of these Bluetooth tags, and especially with an AirTag, because they are so small, about the size of a nickel, and they can go just about anywhere. I mean, I've got one on my bike. I have one in my car. I've got one on my dog. You know, I've got one of them on all my keys. And it does make it easy to locate your lost stuff, but it also makes it easy for somebody to track you if they want to. And we've got some tips on the apps that I mentioned, especially for Android. You want to use that, as well as some other things that you might want to always remember about these AirTags. And Jason, thank you so much for your call today. Still to come, we have some news about passwords you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Over at Komando.com, we have this great chart that will show you how long it would take a hacker to crack your password. And this might surprise you that on average, it only takes a hacker about 2 seconds. Wow, 2 seconds to crack an 11-character password that's made up of numbers only. So for all you people that got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, then you're like, oh, I'm going to make it really hard. 9, 10, 11? Not so much. The chart is really eye-opening, so head over to Komando.com and you can check it out. And hey, 24/7, you can always find us on the website. We have breaking tech news you don't want to miss ever. And the address is simple. It's komando.com.